This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that exceptional American. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Yes, it's that day again. We've got Trump winning again and again and again and again. Get used to it. No, never get used to it. Always exult in it. And you know, you've got the other side losing, losing, losing. And they love losing, losing, losing. It's the culture of losing, losing, losing. They wallow in losing, losing, losing. So anyway, you don't. You are an exceptional American. That's why you listen to this radio show. We tell you all the best information on hand. We're going to be joined by Chris Street at the bottom of the hour. He's going to be giving us quite an earful on so many things. Of course, travel ban has been put back into effect. 9-0 decision by the Supreme Court. Winning, winning, winning. Kate Steinle's law, immigration, all this stuff is rapidly approaching the Senate. And they better figure out, those Dems, that they need to be winning, 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 because there's a number of Democrats that are up for election, including Tim Kaine. Remember him, the vice presidential candidate, the Jesuit, who was kind of mean-spirited, to say the least? That, I mean, come on, Hillary and Kaine. That's like Cain and Abel, something like that. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. A21R.com is the email address. And also, Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A, numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. Sponsors Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, now big news in California. Okay, we have been on this whole voter fraud business for a long time, actually since June 7th, when we figured out that, you know what, Bernie Sanders got screwed by the Dems in California. Go figure. It was Hillary who trounced him, right? Okay. This is interesting. Now, remember, in California, we've said that there is a templated technique. We've had Katie Grimes, We had Megan Barth on and several other people talking about voter integrity, the Voter Integrity Project, and so on, that California just has no voter integrity, and that the biggest fraud that has been going on that was templated during the primary, actually for a whole series of years of elections in California, all throughout the rest of the nation, has kind of like caught up with them now because there's a new man in town. And again, I have been telling you that the proctologist has shown up in the capital of all places of California, that Capitol building. And I put the staff members, your bureaucrats, I consider them friends, so that's it. Kind of hurts a little bit, but they get it. They know what I'm saying. They know what the people that are close to me, that are staffers at various Senate offices and assembly members and so on, and then your John Q. public servant down there. They all get where I'm coming from. But those that are newer, that are part of the cabal to overthrow California and to turn it into President Jerry Brown's California as a new state through CalExit, Ryoshi Sasakara, and all the rest of the totalitarians who want to destroy America, that group, well, guess what? Your proctology exam is about to begin. Here we have former assembly member Tim Donnelly, writing for Breitbart, been on the show here, of course. Tim Donnelly, this is the earth-shaking news, ladies and gentlemen, how right we have been at Agenda 21 Radio. And we've been telling you this for months now. We've been telling you this since June, last June, a year ago, after June 7th primary. And remember how Bernie Sanders got smacked down by the Hillary? Remember that? And it shouldn't have been. There was, by all sets of logic, I told you, I traveled down to Southern California all the way to Orange County and back up through, and I went through San Bernardino. On the way down, I went through the valley, went through Orange County, then back up. I went through Riverside, San Bernardino, all the way up. 395, actually. It's a beautiful ride. Oh. Anyway. And it was clear that Bernie Sanders, this is before the June 7th primary, it was clear Bernie Sanders supporters just about in every corner in all the in liberal, crazy, the valley, you had these people out there? Okay. And they weren't down in Trump. They were all for Bernie Sanders. I mean, not just a few people, but a lot of people. You saw them in Orange County. You saw them in Riverside County. You saw them in San Bernardino County. You saw them in Sacramento County, you saw them in Sutter County, in Yuba County. It's just like, what? Okay, so I did not see one Hillary for president bumper sticker or sign anywhere in that travel. I got to tell you that. I was looking. I had a listener challenge me. He says, Paul, have you seen any Hillary bumper stickers? And I said, no. I hadn't. So my travels, and this was after the primary. He challenged me before the primary, and I didn't see any. But after the primary, the greatest thing, I was coming home from the station, and I pulled up at the stoplight, and I'm looking, and I look down at the bumper in front, and the bumper in front, because the bumper's kind of folded out, right? The bumper in front, on top of it, it said, Hillary, 2016. So I'm going, there it is. There's a Hillary bumper sticker. So the car pulls forward, and I look at it and goes, for prison. So I didn't see any that were positive. So just that anecdotal information, at which California's a big state and a lot of people, would indicate that Bernie had it in the bag. But he didn't. He got slammed. Now, I'm telling you, this California, these people, these communists that are in, and of course we have a communist as Secretary of State. His name is Alex Padilla. Tim Donnelly's article. California refuses to share data with Trump's Voter Fraud Commission. Don't you love it when you have a Secretary of State of a state who tells the President of the United States you're a fraud? California Secretary of State Alex Padilla, has refused to turn over voting data to President Donald Trump's Voter Fraud Commission. I hate it when that happens. According to the Los Angeles Times, Padilla said he denied the request Thursday because it would only serve to legitimize false claims of massive election cheating last fall. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Come on, Alex. Right out of your mouth, you homeboy. I shouldn't call him a homeboy. That's an effect, sign of affection. You moron. See, this is what they do on the left. They screw up and tell you what it is. They tell you. It says, Padilla said he denied the request Thursday because it would only serve to legitimize false claims of massive election cheating last fall. I mean, what? I'm going to read that. Padilla said he denied the request Thursday because it would only serve to legitimize false claims of massive election cheating last fall. Really? Is that a Freudian slip on his part? That's a quote, by the way. His refusal to hand over the requested data, which would have included the names, addresses, political party, and the voting history of California's nearly 20 million voters, comes after he declared his absolute confidence that no voter fraud exists in California shortly after the election. Well, Alex, those rubber gloves, they are snapping right now. I can just hear it. Yeah. I think, Alex, they might want to require stirrups on you. Just a thought. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, a21r.com. Okay, voter fraud in California. California Secretary of State Alex Padilla has refused to turn over voting data to President Donald Trump's Voter Fraud Commission. Isn't that interesting? Don't you love it when a plan comes together? An article here by Tim Donnelly. Of course, this is... Notice how I really appreciate Tim doing this. How quick this article came out. It's just... It's here. It's here. It's here, Jerry. It's here, Alex, for the... It's here. Okay, so anyway... This article goes on and says Padilla's refusal to hand over the requested data, which would have included the names, addresses, political parties, voting history of California's nearly 20 million voters, comes after he declared his absolute confidence that no voter fraud exists in California after the election. Well, let's check that one out. This is a response. Secretary of State Padilla responds to President Trump's unsubstantiated voter fraud claims. This is done in January 24th, 2017. It says, citing a lack of evidence and unsubstantiated allegations of unauthorized votes in the 2016 general election, Secretary of State Alex Padilla released the following statement responding to reports of restated false claims made by President Donald Trump. By repeating false and unsubstantiated voter fraud allegations as the cause for losing the popular vote, President Trump is dangerously attacking the legitimacy of free and fair elections and taking a jackhammer to the foundation of our democracy. This is Mr. Padilla. Sounds like he's putting up a wall, doesn't it, Mr. Padilla? I think Mr. Padilla is lying, but you know, I'm sorry. This is how they lie like this. This is classic. They're telling you they're lying in advance. And this is how they behave. It says here, these are not alternative facts. They're corrosive lies without any evidence. Even leaders in the president's own party agree there is no evidence. I don't know where that came from. Claims since they were irresponsibly made back in November rather than continue to deliberately deceive the American people about the nearly 3 million popular vote loss, the president should focus on addressing the substantiated threats reported by our intelligence community. Get it? I love that little part right there because this is a reference to Russia. Mr. Padilla, come on. Fake news? You base your comments about Donald Trump's comments on fake news and lies, Mr. Padilla. See, you got caught in a lie, Mr. Padilla, on Agenda 21 Radio. You're out. We've got you. See, this is kind of... ladies and gentlemen, this is important. This was written January 24th, 2017. This is his press release. In fact, you know what I'm going to do right now as I'm looking at this? This is how it rolls. I just read this on the air. And let's see if this statement is taken off by Monday. Okay, so what I'm doing right now is I'm taking a screenshot. You know, those of you know what I'm doing, you might hear the click going on here. Oh, there he goes. Lordy. I got the screenshot of Alex Padilla lying and using Russia to back up his false claims about Donald Trump. Okay, so Alex, buddy, I'm helping a brother out. I'm helping a homeboy out. Really a homeboy. Mr. Communist himself. He's a communist. I think everybody pretty much understands that about Alex Padilla and Javier Basara. I mean, this is what we are living with, ladies and gentlemen. It says here, the vice chairman of the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity, Chris Korbach, sent letters to every state on Wednesday requesting information that he said would help the group examine rules that either enhance or undermine the American people's confidence in the integrity of federal elections process, the Times reported. Padilla made it clear that he considers the commission illegitimate. I will not provide sensitive voter fraud information to a commission that has already inaccurately passed judgment that millions of people voted illegally, he said in that written statement published by the LA Times. California's participation would only serve to legitimize the false claims. Okay. Only legitimize. Says concerns about voter fraud in California have been raised since it began handing out driver's license to millions of illegal aliens. Does this have to do with illegal aliens, you think? And the fact that any illegal alien can walk into the DMV and get a driver's license? And, oh, by the way, when you get that driver's license, you get to register to vote. Even if you're an illegal alien. Now, wink, wink, nod, nod, illegal, you just go right ahead and vote. Now, that's just one problem, right? The other problem happens to be, what about the systemic problem of voter fraud in California that was pointed out very clearly by Katie Grimes, especially at the Liberty Tour? By the way, we are going to be posting her presentation now, that this is out because we think that's kind of timely, this news that Katie Grimes we've been sitting on. We are going to put out Liberty Tour 6 information on that. And it's going to be interesting because she spells out the clear voter fraud that exists that Alex Padilla says does not exist. These are civil rights violations, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. In California, and if your state is following the template of voter fraud in California, this has been a civil rights violation on your right to vote. That's right. Have you ever thought of that? They've been violating your civil rights. They have been violating your God-given rights. Jerry Brown and others. Alex Padilla. See, there's a system in place here amongst the chums in California. They've got all the communists in key positions. Jerry Brown is governor. Alex Padilla is secretary of state. And our very own attorney general. Our very own attorney general, who took Kamala Harris's place. Remember? Now she's sort of the lonesome child running for the... Well, they're talking about her running for president. So you see, they put the communists in all the key places. That's why this is a banana republic at this point. And, of course, they just tax everybody to death. $400 billion they wanted to put out for single payer is really what it was going to come down to for California. Javier Becerra, Attorney General. So you got Javier Becerra, Alex Padilla, Jerry Brown, three communists, the triad of communists in California, running California. So I mean, is this just like the Soviet Union? We're not going to give you that, federal government. No, hey, our system is better than yours. Of course, you know, Padilla doesn't go back to the thing now that Russia was one of the reasons why he said, you know, he's not going to give this information up. I find it stunning. But you shouldn't. This is communist California now. And the communists are in charge. See, that's the struggle. That is the struggle we all have. That's why people want to form a new state in California. From California. Because they want to get away from communist California. And by the way, a new state formation would certainly destroy communist California. Because I'm pretty sure those that remain behind don't want to suffer in, let's say, a North Korean environment. By the way, North Korea is the perfect Agenda 21 country. Think about it. We'll be back.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. With us right now is Chris Street. And Chris, coming to you from Newport Beach, California. How's the weather down there, Chris?
Actually, Paul, it's freezing cold right now. It's probably about 66 degrees.
Foggy. Yep. Yeah, this is kind of the June swoon for Orange County, unfortunately.
It actually, Paul, the interesting thing, it's hotter in the homes than it is outside.
In the homes?
You have to open your doors in the morning to cool off.
Oh, boy.
But, of course, in the afternoon after the fog burns off, we get to enjoy the sunshine.
Oh, yeah. And the ocean.
Right.
You know, all the accoutrements that go along with
it. It's not exactly like being in the tiki room, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's kind of close. You can break out the banana palms, I guess, or whatever they're called. Okay, so what is on your slate right now, Chris?
You know, what I think, Paul, is the interesting thing is that we are now in a situation where, you know, the left is a little bit befuddled. Their whole agenda seems to be collapsing around them. And, you know, reality is a nasty thing that kicks in. Well, my lead article right now in Breitbart, California, Seattle's $3 minimum wage hike cost low-skilled workers $1,500 a year. I want to repeat that on the 10 and 2, folks, with your hands. It cost the $3 minimum wage hike in Seattle, cut hours and dumped jobs to the point that the average poor person in Seattle is making $125 less a month. That works out to $1,500 a year. And the city council in Seattle, you know, made themselves a national reputation with 15 for all. You know, this is a minimum wage.
Right.
Push people up. It'd push them out of poverty. And, Paul, it would reduce all of that spending on welfare. Well, of course, that's not exactly what happened. In fact, it has pushed more people into poverty and less people with an opportunity to get out of poverty. And the rate right now has only gone from $9.47 to $13 an hour in the study. This year it's 15, and my understanding is it's much worse.
Well, see, this is what people just do not understand, at least 15 people, that you're going to, that has to, that money, if you're going to make it $15, has to come from somewhere. And it's going to come from the employees, that your employees. That's where it's going to come from. Your highest expense is human relations, HR. It has to come somewhere. They can't
make. It's just sad, right?
Pardon me?
It's just sad, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, it's sad because of people's stupidity and they don't understand some of the basics and fundamentals of capitalism. I think that's probably the worst part of it all. So, anyway, the left is befuddled. Mika Brzezinski is really befuddled, isn't she?
Yeah, she's just bleeding befuddledness.
I hope she doesn't bleed to death.
Well, Paul, you know, let's put it in perspective. Trump understands the left's game. The left is always the one that a few people show up and raise hell in a very staged, you know, set prop operation. And of course, the media, since this is their business, is staged set prop operations. I mean, they are the entertainment business, you know, plays this game. What the media is just absolutely befuddled about is that somebody else could know their playbook.
Yeah, I think I was making these kind of statements, but you said it very, very well here. That's exactly right. He's got the playbook down. And, you know, I was calling him, I made a very good analogy that the news that, like, these people have been putting on is totally fake news. And they need to come down to some reality. You know, and of course, people are no longer faked out by their news. You know, it's kind of like the wide receiver versus the cornerback. Wide receiver might catch a pass and do a couple of jukes and fake out the cornerback. But, you know, after a while, the cornerback's going to figure out that what's fake and what's not. And we've, you know, figured it out, what's fake and what's not. And guess what? Well.
isn't there a song for that, Paul? You put your left hand in, you put your left hand out, you put your left hand in, and you shake it all about. You know, you turn it around. Well, you know, Trump is better at the hokey pokey. He puts his hands in faster and spins it around, and they just don't know how to respond. You know, it's not something that you would probably do yourself, but it's probably something called being the president you're probably not going to do yourself.
Right.
He's figured out the game. That the real challenge is not the left, because you know exactly what they're all about. They're hooked up and in the money. You know, when Democrats get 70% of the cash contributions, you took a look at Hillary. She raised $900 million, jeez, plus her PAC had another $900 billion. You know, Trump had $260 million, most of which he funded himself. You know, it was the big money made it perfectly clear what they were all about. You know, the big money went for what's his name? Jeb Bush. You know, Jeb Bush had $175 million at the start of the campaign and got 3% of the vote in New Hampshire and was out. So the establishment thinks they can buy elections, but there's a new sailor in town, and his name is Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, that brings us up to another topic, and I see that in Breitbart that they're talking now about Alex Padilla doesn't want to turn over any records about the vote system in California to this commission.
But that would be most inconvenient. It's most inconvenient to be involved in, you know, what do they call it? Moto voter. All illegal aliens could get a driver's license, right? And, oh, by the way, you could click the box and get a ballot. You didn't have to come in and, like, show birth certificate or any of those silly things because, you know, like Barack Obama had a certificate in Hawaii, was a certificate of live birth. You know what that means?
Yeah, I do know what it means. Tell the audience.
It means that you're, like, native, you know, and you know, working, you know, whatever natives do, and, you know, you squat down under a palm tree and you have a baby. And so it doesn't get registered to you. At some point, you got to go and get a piece of paper. So it's called a certificate of live birth. No midwife, no hospital. You know, you're trying to tell me that Barack Obama was born under a palm tree. Okay. All right. It's kind of the same thing that Alex Padilla says. Who says those people that came in to get a you know, driver's license and didn't have to show any ID or residence, you know, aren't citizens. Well, that sounds racist. You know, you
Yeah, it sounds racist. That's the argument.
Racist, you know?
Right, right.
I mean, I'm sure that no one would ever lie.
No, of course not.
So, in, see, I used to do business in Mexico, and in Mexico, it's, it, you know, like the cops, when they pull you over, it's very convenient to get a bribe.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've done bribes. I get it.
But people who have businesses down there and companies set policies that we don't pay petty bribes because you got to pay them to everybody. So you say, no, I can't pay the bribe. And they say, well, we'll have to go to the police station. You say, okay, let's go. And all of a sudden you see the look on the cop's face and he goes, oh, that's very inconvenient. It's very inconvenient to have paperwork.
Yeah,
you know, Alex Padilla, it's going to be very inconvenient to have paperwork.
You know, this is a great analogy. This is exactly what they're up to. This is exactly it. It's just
very
like,
inconvenient.
It's very. We don't want that. No, forget it. It's just not going to work that way. That's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. Right. Anyway, we're running out of time here in this segment. We're going to come back with Chris Street in another segment.
We got plenty of people to intimidate, buddy.
Yeah, we do. Hey, we don't be too inconvenient. No.
It's convenient.
Convenient. There you go. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, New Mana, supporter of Agenda 21 Radio. So go to our website and click on the New Mana icon. We'll be right back. Prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's New Mana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Chris Street's with us. Chris Street, co-host of Agenda 21 Radio, and also writes for Breitbart and does so many other things out there in the finance world. And Chris, I want to go back to this article that you wrote about the $15 minimum wage, because I think the impact of what we're seeing right now in this sort of social experiment within capitalism, I think that's really how you kind of have to couch it. The social, and you know, I want to go back to the time when we had Jimmy Carter as president, and then we got into Ronald Reagan. We're pretty much in the same sort of mode right now. I can remember that people kind of had to be retaught capitalism. Is that where we're at right now? We're having to reteach capitalism, and people can realize you can't charge these, you know, give a raise without the money coming from somewhere. And, of course, the consequence that you're showing here is that it's coming out of the employees' pockets because they're getting shorter hours and so on. Is that where we're at right now?
Paul, all you conservatives, as Jimmy Carter said, you got to stop living in sin.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's the
credit card debt.
It's the sin of actually thinking that considering that you have to pay your bills every month. You know, in Jimmy Carter's luxury world of riding around in limousines, I understand he and the missus, you know, probably bought their clothes at Penny's, but he rode in limousines and was in the White House. And when he goes around in his Habitat for Humanity, he's still riding in limousines.
Right.
You know, and when he talks to his Hollywood friends, they're not riding in limousines. They're riding in subsidized Teslas with drivers, of course.
Right.
But, you know, when you take a look at all this, it's always been that the poor are too stupid to be allowed to make their life better. You know, government, you liberals always think that, you know, regular people are too stupid and we must manage their lives in spite of them.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing stuff, isn't it?
It's arrogance and the beauty of, you know, yesterday you had Republican Schwarzenegger and Democrat Eric Cassetti, you know, having sit down at CAA in Hollywood. And, you know, Hollywood's all for, you know, why don't we fight global warming by more sustainable energy? And, you know, they talked about, Schwarzenegger said, you know, in the movies, what we do if, you know, somebody was, you know, against something like this, you know, he puts his Terminator hat on and he says, imagine it for a second. In the movies, what we would do when something like this happens is you take those guys who say it's not pollutant and you hook their mouth up to an exhaust pipe. I mean, you know, what do you get these people from? I mean, you know, he actually thinks in his mind, he thinks the American public is too stupid to be able to control their own destiny. And, you know, as he drives away in his Hummer, you know, and Eric Garcetti drives away in his limousine, I got some stats for you from Rasmussen about paying for global warming. The percentage of Americans willing to pay $1,000 or more a year to fight global warming is a huge 6%.
Oh, no.
The other 94% of America.
No wonder they're losing.
There are, I believe, 26% who pay $300. There's another, 24% that pay $100. And 41% of America are unwilling to pay anything. And did I forget to tell you, you live in California. The average cost of gasoline in the United States right now is $2.24. But because of all the environmental crap in California, the average cost, and put your hands on the 10 and 2 because you're not going to like this, the average cost in California today, according to 3A, is $2.94 a gallon. So you're paying 70 cents a gallon more already, and you're going to buy an average of 770 gallons a year. So, you know, you're already paying an extra 500, and they'd like to tack on another 1,000. That's sort of like saying the price of gasoline should be about $4 a gallon for you. And of course, they'll be riding around in their, you got the politicians riding around in their fully subsidized limousines. And, you know, the movie stars be riding around in their Hummers, which they get paid to drive by the auto industry. You know, the left thinks you're too stupid because you care about paying your bills every month.
Yeah.
That's most inconvenient for the left.
Amazing. You know, this is the type of left that we have today is so much different in a lot of ways from what we had before. They're just sort of out and out just communist, admitted to it. And this whole elitism that has developed that we see so much, it's such an expanded type of left that we've had. And of course, the virulence of it all, it's pretty vicious stuff, too. I mean, you see this stuff where Kathy Griffin has decapitated Donald Trump, and of course, all the things that have spun off from that, the hate, the vitriol that's coming out from the left. We've never seen this variety of it. I guess, you know, as I say to people, and as I was saying in the first hour, we should be enjoying the winning, because Donald Trump is winning this battle. And well, as you said earlier, he knows the game.
Paul, it's not Donald Trump winning. You're winning.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, you know, these people already charge you 70 cents a gallon and call you dirt for not paying more.
Yeah.
They actually defame you because you're so selfish as to only be paying 70 cents a gallon.
And we should be. We should be paying $10 a gallon. That's what Obama said. We're coming up to a break right now. We come back more at Chris Street. And Chris is going to be talking about some of the other worldly things. We come up to the next hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And Numana, numanna.com/, for all of your prepper needs. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-780-3910 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-780-3910. Again, that's 800-780-3910.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street. And Chris, we're coming up to just the short break here. The news is coming up and everything, and we've got a short time here. Tell us how we can get a hold of you and where people can see you, because Chris is going to continue on with us in the next hour.
Yeah, I'm always. You can always get me on Breitbart California. That's my home channel, BreitbartCalifornia.com. But I'm usually on the front page of Breitbart, and it gets reprinted in about 160 other publications. So you can catch me regularly, or I'll catch you, right?
Right. You'll catch exactly. We print, of course. We are one of those agencies that reprints Chris's stories. As soon as we get them, we get them before everybody else, which is kind of nice. It's kind of interesting, the pictures that arise on your stories, though, Chris. When I pick out a picture, you pick out a picture. I guess Breitbart picks out a picture.
Well, I've given up on suggesting pictures. That's what editors do. So they pick their own picture. I do 2 to 3 stories a day. And the humor of it is, Paul, I've become, someone who often doesn't look at his own articles until later on in the afternoon, because I like to see what the comments are.
Right.
And I actually comment on the comments. So sometimes all of a sudden my phone will start lighting up, and people start talking about my article, but they're mostly talking about the picture, because some of them are just hilarious. When you start talking about these issues of global warming, and you got Schwarzenegger telling somebody they ought to put a gas pipe into somebody's mouth, there's going to be an art piece out there that somebody did that, right?
Right. I like the visual there, Chris.
That's just it's just the left is so great for material.
Oh, they are. I mean, and the thing is that, and they're becoming even better.
Well, they're losing, Paul.
And
they were sophisticated. One thing about Trump is he gets them to respond, with what really is on their heart rather than what they've polled. And so he catches them in the gotcha moment.
Yep.
And they actually say the truth. And you could see them later, trying to, dance back the fact that they're racist and small-minded.
Yep. Anyway, we're coming up to the end of the hour here. We're going to come back with more of Chris Street here in about 3 or 4 minutes. So stay with us through the break. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And like we always say at this time, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.